Okay, Abayisa, let us begin. We're up to, let us start. Okay, Abayisa, let us start on page Hey. On page Hey, the laws of Kiddush v'Havdolah al Kos Mayim. Okay, are you allowed to make Kiddush v'Havdolah on water? Absolutely not. No question about it. The only problem is, let's say by mistake you did. Very expensive water. Water to... Chamar Medina. Interesting child. Why don't we talk to say now a generation?
Remember when orange juice skyrocketed years ago?
Yeah.
30 years ago or more, and they said that orange juice hit the make.
Chamar Medina.
Right, Chamar Medina, it became valuable. It went up like from $1 to $3.
So you buy Fiji
water, I don't know.
Fiji water.
It's more expensive than...
Chamar's a mother Medina.
To drink?
Listen, if you're drinking this out of the desert, it's...
Okay, let's see what it says. This shtickl touches upon some very interesting things. Dover muskim hu al hapoiskim shakiddush b'shabbos de'oraisa hu. We all know that making kiddush Friday night is de'oraisa, Friday night, not Shabbos day. Ella shenechlku harishonim b'sugin im hachiv l'kaddush alayin hu de'oraisa o de'rabanan uvi'achroinim pasku shehu mid'rabanan. We just don't make kiddush with a bracha. We make kiddush al kois shel yain. Is the requirement to make it al kois shel yain and de'oraisa o de'rabanan? The bottom line is, that's the staff, is that it's only midirabanan. To make kois, to be mekadesh, to make kiddush on a kois shel yayin, kiddush itself is deraisa. But this, that we have to make the kiddush on a kois shel yayin, is only midirabanan. So now here's the shayla. Vinei betas kos a maisa bo liyadi. The medina is maharin. Does anyone know where that is?
Yeah.
Where is that? Maharin, a place. Sometime medina is. This can happen. You make kiddush and you think it's white wine. Well, you don't even know what's in the kais. You make kiddush and you think in the kais is wine. Vodka. You think
it's apple juice.
But I'll tell you, once you take it in, you know it's not.
Okay, so you make kiddush. And you think al kais shayisi savashu yayin. The hoyamayim. And it turns out, you give a little taste, or when you're about to drink it, you realize this is not. You finish the entire kiddush. You make the bar priyag and you make the bracha asher kiddushanu, the mitzvahs of ratzavanu, the shabbos kodshoy, and then you realize, wait a minute, this is not wine. This is water.
You said
bar priyag already. So the bar priyag was a bracha levatol. That's right. You made a bracha levatol, and then you made the bracha of kiddush. You made the bracha, and now you realize that this is not yayin. So fine, inachnami, it's a bracha levatol. The only shaila is, do you have to make the kiddush all over again? Do we say, since I already have made kiddush and the kiddush is doiraisa, and making it al koy shel yayin is only midrabanan? So listen, I made a mistake. The mistake is done. So that's it. It's let bygones be bygones. Don't cry over spilled water. So we're done. So the near task of the basically the business in Maharin Shay Kiddush al Kishisi Savashu Yain. So how you mayim? Now this case a little bit more not such a problem, because in the case that he's discussing on the table there was wine. So when you have on the table wine, so then b'diyeva you can just swap. But the case is much more complicated when you don't have on the table wine. In this case there was wine on the table.
Wow.
I make kiddush on this kais. But on the dining room table there's a bottle of wine. And then I realize that in this kais that I'm holding in my hand there is water. And then when I come to drink it, I realize I'm drinking water. So then we're going to see in a few moments that b'diyeved, I can just pour out the water and take the bottle of wine on the table, pour it into the kais, and I can continue and drink the yayin. But the big problem is going to be in the situation where you don't have on the table wine. You have nothing on the table. The only thing you have on the table is this kais. And in this kais, it is discovered you have water, you don't have wine.
Can you make kiddush on wine with just having the bottle of it without having the kais?
I think you're not allowed to do that.
Have the kos actually in the port?
You have to have it poured, and you have to have it poured into the kos. You want to use the bottle as that. You want to use the bottle. You're not supposed to do that. You have to have it in the kos. You do have to drink the wine.
Someone,
that's right.
But one time, I mean, I started to do it once. It was a buffet. And they didn't put out cups on the table, and everybody was getting antsy. So, for a joke, I picked up the bottle and I started to make kids.
So what happened?
Rav was at the table.
Yeah.
He looked at me and said, Rav goes.
So when you make a can you make a shahako without having a coat of water in your hand?
No.
Just on the table?
You're not supposed to do that.
You have to lift it up. You have to have it in your hand.
Definitely have it in your hand. When you make a bracha on food, you don't have to have the food in the spoon. You don't have to have, you make a shahakal. You can have it on the table, but it has to be immediate. When the beverage is in the bottle, that's already called, it's distant. That's not called oivel
la'asiyasin. Unless you're drinking from the bottle.
Right.
Okay, unless you drink from the bottle.
And he drinks from your own bottle.
If you drink from the bottle, that would be different. Let's see. Okay, let's see what it says. Third line in the second paragraph. So I thought in my mind that I'm going to drink lishtois hayayin ha'acher shebekois hasheni. So in this situation, the cup in front of me was water. That's invalid. I'll go and I'll swap it for the kois on the table. Mitam shekidush al hayayin hud midrabanan shedar shall be asmachta zochreu al hayayin. Period. It's only midrabanan. Avol midraisa yoyts midei chayva biamiru luchod af poloi kois. Tetakonas rabanan. This that the rabanan required us to make a kois and to be mekadosh al hayayin lohoisa el lahasmich es hayayin likidush deoraisa. To join the two together, shebezay yikayim hamitzvah, avol im kvar yotze yidei hamitzvah min haTorah. But once already I fulfilled the mitzvah haTorah, lo hitzrichu b'shvil hayayin lasos kiddush mechadosh. I don't need to make kiddush all over again. No. So he's over here saying nothing. He's saying over here is that when I made the kiddush, since my kavana was specifically on this kois, and it turns out that this kois is water, even though maybe I'll be able to swap it, the bracha won't be a bracha levatala because on the table there is wine, but it's not a kosher kiddush, because the kiddush has to be said al kois shel yayin, and since the kois shel yayin upon which I have recited my kiddush was water, it was not a good kiddush. So here is the dilemma. Let me just run through it. Let me outside. On the one hand, we can say that since making kiddush is d'oraisa and the kosher shel yayin is midrabanan, I was yoytze the d'oraisa, and there's no reason for me to repeat the kiddush. And as far as the wine is concerned, so I'll drink now the kosher shel yayin. I'll do it right away on another kosher shel yayin. Or, now here's the big question, this has many applications in halacha, in many areas halacha, or do we say, since the Rabbanan told us how to do the d'oraisa, the Rabbanan have a koyach to change, not to change, but they become the bailim over the way to do the d'oraisa. If the Rabbanan would not have stepped in, then the way we would make kiddush Friday night is just by making a bracha without a kosher shel yayin. But now that the Rabbanan have told us that the only way to make kiddush d'oraisa is on a kosher shel yayin, if we don't do it the way the Rabbanan told us to do it, we do not even fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. How far do the Rabbanan have a power to impose upon us rules, to set the rules of d'oraisa? Would the Rabbanan given such control over the d'oraisa that if over the procedure that if we don't do it the way they want it, we have not even fulfilled the d'oraisa and we have to redo the d'oraisa? Or do we say, listen, there's a d'oraisa. If the Rabbanan would have stepped in, we would have done it this way. Now that the Rabbanan have told us to make enhancements, okay, we'll make the enhancements, but when we fail to make those enhancements, it does not affect the ikur, the din d'oraisa. So and this is a very good example. In this case, he made kiddush on water. It's certainly not the way the Rabbanan told me to do it. They told me to make it al yayin. So what do I do now? That's already done. It's already after the fact. Do I have to make the kiddush all over again? The brach all over again? Well, if the Rabbanan have so much power over the d'oraisa, yes, I have to make the kiddush all over again. But if you say the rabbanim never went that far, they don't even have the authority to go that far. Then I don't have to make kiddush again. I already made kiddush. It was not ideal what I have done, but let bygones be bygones, and the mitzvah has been fulfilled.
Let's say you're stuck in the desert and you have nothing to drink. Can you make it out of the drink?
So then, in that case, it might be. Then in that case, because it's also part of the question. That's also part of the dilemma. I think Holy is going to discuss that. Since Rabbanan told you to make it only on wine. See, we don't have that problem today because we daven. So when we daven the Shmona Esrei, that to some degree fulfills the Kiddush D'Oraisa. But let's say you would not be davening. Let's say for whatever reason the person can't daven. The only thing he's going to do is to make a Kiddush. So then the question would be a good question. I don't know the answer. Let's see what he says. So Rai Lekach, it's the third paragraph. So he talks about a case where the wine spilled out. The wine spills out. You make a regular kiddush, a good kiddush, a kiddush al hayayin. But before you get a chance to sip from the kiddush al hayayin, the wine spills out. So it says in the Taz, Yavi kois acher v'yivarech alav bar priyagofen v'ein tzach lachso l'kaddush. El yotza b'kiddush harishon. Mikach yish l'lmoid l'nidin didon sh'yotza yidei chayvas ha-kiddush v'rak tzach lachso al birchas ha-gefen. So he wants to suggest that this case of where you have in front of you a cup of water is no different to a case where you have wine, but before you sip from the wine spills. You're about to drink, and you slip, it's on the floor, what do you do now? So now you bring out more wine, and you make another Bari Priya Gofen, because the original Bari Priya Gofen is bottle. Do you repeat the Kiddush? No! So here it's no different. I made Kiddush on water. The water is not what I was supposed to. So you replace the water with wine, and you make a Bari Priya Gofen, but the Kiddush is good.
Well, Omnam, in the case of the wine spilling out, why do you have to make another bracha?
Because the Bari Priya Gofen was only...
Is an extension of
it was not in present. The only time you do not need to make another Bari Priya Gofen is when the wine was on the table. If the wine was not on the table, the wine was in another room...
But the wine was in the bottle...
Doesn't matter.
...on the table.
A bottle on the table?
Yeah.
Then it's okay. But if the wine is not in the room, if I make a Bari Priya Gofen on this cup of wine, and there's no other wine in this room, and before I get a chance to sip from the wine spills, I have to make a new Bari Pri HaGofen. Amna, Heviatas, She, the Piske Mahari, Don Nidan Kein Zeh, he has a similar dilemma. Uposak Sheyach Zov Yikadish Shemis Alayayin, he brings down that the Taz disagrees. That he holds that this opinion is of the opinion. In this situation, when the wine spills, before you sip from the wine, you have to repeat the entire kiddush.
How much wine must spill?
You don't even have a mashul. L'chor, you don't have a revius. You have to drink a roi revius. L'chor, you have to drink a roi revius. V'yav shemei Torah yotza yidei chayvas kiddush. Now he writes over here, even though that min Torah in echanami, you can argue that you have fulfilled your obligation. Apol birchas hagefen mikol mokom mabekach. Halloy, here is where he says this very powerful chiddush. Okay, that's the one thing we take out from this is this chiddush. Halloy, kama mitzvos derabanan. There are many mitzvos derabanan. Umevarchem aleihem. We make a brach on them. Uchashem shimta berosh hashana b'tkias demu'umin. That was referring. He just gives an example. Just like on Rosh Hashanah, we discussed this yesterday a little bit. We make a bracha b'tkias demu'umit shehem midrabanan. There are two sets of tekiyos. The tekiyos we blow before davening the Shmona Esrei, and the tekiyos we blow during the Shmona Esrei, during Chazaras Hashatz. The tekiyos that we blow before the Shmona Esrei are called the tekiyos demiyushuv, that we sit. Now we don't actually sit; we stand. But they're called the tekiyos demiyushuv. The reason why it's called demiyushuv, it's in contrast to the tekiyos that are blown during Chazara Sashatz. Chazara Sashatz Shmona Esrei is also called the Amida. When you daven Shmona Esrei, it's called you're engaging in the Amida. You're oimed lefnei hamelech. So when you blow the shuv before Shmona Esrei, that's called the tekiyos demiyushuv. Now, what happens if you make a mistake? and you forget to you make the tekiyas demu'amid shehim midrabanim. The tekiyas that we blow during chazaras hashatz are not min haTorah. You only need to blow 30 koilos at most to fulfill the din d'oraisa. Tekiyah shlarim tekiyah tekiyah shlarim tekiyah tekiyah. You do three. The sets of the what?
Another
30 koilos. 30 koilos. All you need to do is the 30 koilos. The al yidei. So let's say you forget to do the ones during the Shemona Esrei, and later in the day you remember you didn't make those tekiyos. Do you make a new bracha? Absolutely not. We don't say we don't have to blow. You don't make a bracha. We have to still do it. You don't say that shit. What?
Since you already did the raisa.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do the
rabbanah. No, you don't say such a thing like that.
Sure, right.
You do have to do it. Right. So gam the al kain gam benidun ze yachsav yasa kiddush mitchila. So you should make the kiddush all over again. Now the kiddush is a very big difference. I don't know. The raya is a very difficult raya. Yeah.
No brach.
Exactly. What is he comparing? But he's saying that since the kiddush itself is the din de rabbanah, he wants to equate. It's a very difficult comparison, but he wants to say the whole idea of making kiddush alayayin is derabanan, and the whole thing to do the tekiyas de amida are also derabanan, the tekiyas de amida. So if you mess up and both of them have in common that the derabanan is connected to a deoraisa, the tekiyas de amida are associated with the tekiyas de yeshiva, which are deraisa. The koishal yayin, which is the derabanan, is associated with the deraisa of making kiddush. So just like when it comes to blowing the shofar, if you only did the deraisa and you did not do the derabanan, you have to still do the derabanan. Once you have to do the derabanan to be mashlim, so too if you make kiddush, even though you fulfill the deraisa, but you have not fulfilled the kiddush in the way the derabanan require you to fulfill the kiddush, you got to do it again. The only difficulty is that how could you compare the case of blowing the tekiyas, you're not being moitzi shem shemayim levatala. When you're making kiddush, you're being moitzi shem shemayim, you're saying Hashem's name. No, you don't. That's the difficulty in what the comparison is.
No, but when you make kiddush,
to someone else, of course.
Yeah. No, when you're making the Abdallah again, the bracha is not a bracha levatala, you make it bracha berchazayim nehenim.
But you're also making lechor the kid, the nusach of the kiddush. Isn't that what he's saying?
Because you're making the kiddush. Because
you want to say over here that you're only making the bar priya gafen. So you want to say over here that when you're saying the bar priya gafen, like he's saying you're only saying a bar priya gafen. You're not making the asher kiddushan b'mitzvos of ratzavanu. Is that what it means? Maybe that's what it means.
Yeah,
maybe what it means over here is I made the kiddush Friday night. I think what you're saying is you made the kiddush Friday night. And you made a Asher Kiddushan B'mitzvos Avodat Savanu. And then you made a Bari Priya Gafen. And it turns out the Bari Priya Gafen was a Bracha Levatala, because it was water. So now the question is, do you have to go into the kitchen and bring out a bottle of wine and make a Bari Priya Gafen? The answer is definitely yes. Now, but don't say the Kiddush all over again. Don't go and repeat the entire Nusach. Just the bracha boirei priya gafen.
That's not mashma. We have a kiddush mitzvah.
From the very beginning, the bracha nusach itself. But then the difficulty is, how can you compare the case of blowing the shofar where you're not going to make the brachas to the case of here? Okay, let's see what he says.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
No, it's not the.
Yeah, let's see. There's more. He explains another paragraph. Let's see.
Nusach of kiddush is not a deraisa.
At night it is, it seems. To make a special bracha, not the exact nusach, but to make a bracha for kiddush at night, during the day. During the day, definitely not. During the day, it's just purely to say bar priya gafen. But at night, to make a special bracha...
He made kiddush another. He made the bracha.
Okay, but you still have to make another kiddush. Okay, I don't know. I do not know. Let's see. Let's see. One more paragraph, yeah?
If you're listening to kiddush from someone else, and you're being yosef with that, and there's not enough wine to go around, and then you take from the bottle wine to drink,
yes,
you have to make a bracha because it doesn't come from the coast.
No, you don't. You yotze with the bari priya gafen. No, you don't. You don't have to. If you have, you don't have to.
Even I take it from the coast, from the
bottle. Yes, you do not. If you listen to the bari priya with the kavana, I'm going to answer right. Bari priya gafen and drink from the bottle. You do not need to make another bari priya gafen.
It's like Shabbos kiddush and shul.
If you're not drinking, right.
Right,
correct. So let's see over here first. Achataz kosav al dvar ani tama ma'oid al harav hagodol hanal. Shachitz mipiv dvar keil, he said such words which make no sense. Fala b'dikiyah shofi im tov b'dikiyah v'kvar gomor es kol atfila v'adai sh'ein tzoch lachso l'spal shenis. You don't repeat the whole Shemona Esrei. If you daven Shemona Esrei, and you daven the entire Musaf, and they just forgot to blow a shofar. The rabbis, they have a lot of trouble from this. They forgot to blow a shofar when they davened the Shemoneh, when they went through the whole the Chazaras Hashatz. And now you will. So, what?
I mean, the former rabbi.
So when you're going to now go home and blow shofar to be mashlim, the 100 koilois, you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Right. You don't daven Shemoneh Esrei again. You don't make the bracha again. Vadai she'en tzoch lachzor l'spal shen shari ha'halacha shehid she'en ha'brachas v'tkiyas v'm le'achim zeh zeh. V'elkin yachzav yitka b'loy levach. Exactly what our question was. You don't make the bracha again. Ach, ein lo hichiach mikach l'lidin b'chas ha'kiddush. You can't, this is not relevant to our discussion. Over here, when you forgot to make the bari priyagofen, v'livsog sh'tzitzoch l'vorecha b'shenis al is b'chas ha'kiddush sh'yesh b'zech shash bracha levatol, exactly what we said. Okay, that's exactly what we said. You can't compare the two. So therefore, this is the dilemma. So what do we have here so far? Let's review. Let's recap. So far, what we have here is a shaila. You made kiddush and you discovered that the kiddush inside the kais was not wine but was water. So the problem is, mitzad echad, you have fulfilled the mitzvah d'oraisa. You said the nusach of kiddush d'oraisa. What you have not done is you have not fulfilled the mitzvah d'rabbanan. The rabbanan told you, the way we want you to make the kiddush d'oraisa is al kois shel yayin, is failing to fulfill the rabbinic technique, method of doing the d'oraisa. Does that affect your fulfillment of the d'oraisa of making kiddush to the degree where you would now be required to make the bracha all over again? And don't bring me a raya from the case of tkiyah shofar where you forget to blow the second set of tkiyahs, because in that case, of course you're going to blow the second set of tkiyahs, but you're not going to go make a bracha again. Over here, the question is making a bracha all over again where there's an issue of a bracha levatola. So what's the bottom line? Achul ma'is nakat sheyesh lachzul l'kadesh. So he concludes a very shocking chiddush, is the Taz concludes you should make kiddush all over again. Incredible chiddush. You don't, if you realize you have water and you don't have on the table yayin, you have to make kiddush all over again. That's how far the reach of the rabban goes, so far to affect the deraisa.
Achlam. Tomorrow, because it says losasur.
Losasur mikolashay. So how far does it go? Losasur.
Even. Yeah, so that's the
even.
Because then there's never the rabban, because every time
the rabban doing the deraisa.
So there's never anything that's it's also
different levels.
Never. There's no such thing as the rabban.
So let's see. Ach lemaisa nokat sheyesh lachzor lekadesh uchamavur b'shulchan aruch lenin kiddush v'makom sudash im kiddush. For example, if you can make kiddush multiple times, if you make kiddush and you don't have a meal, okay, look at his raya, very beautiful raya, kiddush b'makom suda. If you make kiddush, hatzola members have the shaila. They make kiddush and they get a call and they don't come back for another 3 hours. So do they have to make kiddush all over again? Yes. Because you have to, kiddush is a hefsek. Kiddush b'makom suda. You have to eat the meal in the place where you make kiddush. If you make kiddush and you don't eat a meal immediately, kazayis, in the location of where you recite kiddush, it's not a valid kiddush.
The more the gay than hatzolah members who go to the Shabbos kiddush.
And they make the Shabbos kiddush. So if you don't eat,
you do eat when you come home. You're supposed to.
Once you already were yoytze kiddush b'makom suda, you had a mezoinos. You had a mezoinos.
But it's not your suda.
It's not your suda, but at least you did have a suda. But for someone else, of course, you have someone else. Okay. But everyone agrees to this halacha that if you hear kiddush, like let's say from Friday night in shul, you hear kiddush in shul, and eating alone Friday night and eating home alone, so then you're not yoytze with the kiddush they made in the Beis HaKnesses, because that kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses was a kiddush shel. But kiddush b'makom suda is a derabanan. Min haTorah, the only thing that's required of you is to make kiddush. And yet the rabbanan said, oh, you made kiddush. You made a bracha. You were moitzi shem shemayim. And now you was b'loy b'makom suda. Make it all over again. make Avri being Bitzbracha Levatala? That's the koyach of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan's koyach enters into the deraisa. You do not do the kiddush the way the Rabbanan wants. You have to do it all over again. So if you make kiddush not on a koyach shel yayin, it turns out to be a cup of water. It's no different than making kiddush shaloi b'makom suda. You have to make the kiddush all over again.
It makes it the Rabbanan.
What do you mean?
It makes the bracha.
A new, right, it's not a bracha levatola because the Rabbanan are telling you to do it. They're telling you to do it, so it's not now a bracha levatola. It turns out the lemafre, the old kiddush, was a bracha levatola. Yeah.
For years I've been saying a nisach about the kaddish, the Torah, alayayin, something along that line. And it always troubled me. Kiddush alayayin deraisa?
The Rabbanan have a koyach to make it there into their rice.
Grape
juice is the same status as wine. Grape juice is in halacha yayin.
Really?
Yes.
Sure.
Grape juice is yayin. Whoever says it has to be intoxicating, in the Beis Hamikdash, yayin v'shecher al teish. When they brought the nesachim in the Beis Hamikdash, they poured yayin for the that accompanied the korbanos. It was grape juice. Grape doesn't have to be intoxicating. Grape juice is yayin. Ach l'maisi nakat sheyesh. Yish sheyesh lachzor ulekadish chamavu b'shochanoch l'inyan kiddush makom suda shem kiddush v'rotz lechol b'makom acher tzach lekadish mitchila. You got to make it all over again. V'af shekiddush makom suda in el elamid rabbanan u'bnei shetzach l'tam yayin b'shas hakiddush u'chmoy shem chazal v'zochri al yayin shetzach sheyesh shem timas yayin v'yoyim rakiddush olav. The alkei mi shekiddush kedin elo she'ena yochal litam mehayayin uchigoyin shenishbach loy hakois yochal loy marshuv es birchas hagafen v'dayoy. So if you can right away, you can say the birchas hagafen. Right, the wine poured out, you can make a new birchas hagafen v'dayoy. Shari hakiddush nas kedin. So he's differentiating. If you make kiddush and you have in front of you a kois shel yayin. So when you said the bracha, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tziva, Asher kiddushanu. When you make what?
He's nothing.
When you make the bracha on the kiddush, if you have in front of you the wine, but before you get a chance to drink the wine, it spills out. You still did the kiddush the way you were supposed to do the kiddush. You do not repeat the nusach, but you still have to make a bar priyagofen. So you refill. You refill the cup shalyan. You make a bar priyagofen. But ulam. What I skipped. Ulam. Bedin kiddush makom suda she'ein yachal lechol makom shekiddush v'tzach lekadesh shenis b'makom sheyachal. Uvenidon in our example, mi shebirach al hamayim v'lo hayu lefanav yayin tzarech levarach mechadash. In this situation, you have to make a new kiddush all over again. Shekevan shelo hayu yayin nimsa shelo kiddush al hakois. When you made the brach on Shabbat, it was al hakois. Klal ach im hayu lefanav al hashulchan yayin. Okay, that we mentioned, but if you have on the table, the exception is that if you do have a bottle of wine on the table, even though in your becher, in your cup, you had water, then b'diavad it's okay. Yotzi dechevash v'yishta as yayin v'dayoy. Umogin Avram pasagam. Okay, that's the bottom line. Shembir chalam. And you, of course, we're dealing in a situation where you have on the table wine. Of course, as long as you have on the table, you have the wine. The same exact shayla you have when it comes to kiddush is the same thing when it comes to havdalah. You make havdalah, and you thought in the cup was wine. It turns out it was water. It was vinegar. Wine turned sour. You got to do the same thing all over again. It was not done kitakonas chazal. You have to do it all over again. Just like when it comes to Shabbos, same thing. If it turns out that it's vinegar, just like it turns out that it's water, same exact shaila, you have to repeat the kiddush from the very beginning. Likewise, you have to repeat the entire havdalah. Now he just goes on a tangent. He talks about that, of course, you do not have to repeat the bar mitzvah. If you make kiddush, havdalah, and you discover that it was not, at the very end, that it was not yayin, it was not chamar medina, it was vinegar, or it was water, you have to repeat the havdalah, but you do not repeat the borei me'orei ho'esh, and you do not repeat the borei minei besamin, because that is not necessarily connected, directly connected to the havdalah. Or mestavish, because of borei asvei asamin, borei me'orei ho'esh, he has isvei, instead of borei minei, isvei besamin, borei me'orei ho'esh, yotzi dechoyba ve'in tzarech lach. So he just brings down another interesting thing from the Chayei Adam, that if you do not have wine, can you make havdalah without wine? So he says that b'diavad you can make havdalah without wine.
That's
a chidah. We don't pass like that. Someone used this psak halacha for Tisha B'Av. This past year, Tisha B'Av was on Sunday. So some hold that this year you should make havdalah not on a kosher yayin. But we don't pass like that. Okay, so we'll leave this. The bottom line is halacha l'maaseh. So we pass, and the bottom line is, if you make kiddush, the yisoid is you make kiddush, and you discover that it's water and there was no wine on the table, you have to make the entire kiddush all over again. Avdallah, the same thing. You'll ask why. To make kiddush is doiraisa, and min haTorah you do not need to make the kiddush al kosh al yain. The only reason why you make an al kosh al yain is because of a takanas chazal. That's exactly the kiddush. The koyach of the rabbanon is so strong, it affects the way the method, the technique of how you do the doiraisa. That is the koyach of the rabbanon halacha l'maaseh from the Mishnah Berurah and from the Magen Avraham. Okay, now let's go to the next. Chamar Medina. If you don't have yayin, you can make kiddush b'diav and chamar Medina. What?
On chala.
Okay, but all right. You can make kiddush on chala, right? On the lechem. You can make kiddush on the bread, right?
No, but you have it. If you don't have wine. If you have wine, can you make it on chala?
No. If you have wine, you're not going to make it on chala.
People who do it, though.
They don't make it on wine.
I know the person too well, and I said his
reputation. If you go to a kiddush, if you go to a kiddush, and you're going to be kaveya suda.
Yeah.
And they don't have wine; they only have whiskey. So you're better washing on the mezainis and being kaveya suda, making a mitzvah.
You have to have a shear, no?
Yeah, of the
okay, I don't know. There are chiluk ideas in this. Yeah, the kaveya suda, of course. I don't know. I don't know. Why not? By day, chamar medina.
Yeah.
Chamar medina. You need a shear. You have a revius of whiskey. The Hasidim tell you that the shear changes.
The only time wine trumps kiddush.
It's a political statement.
Wine trumps challah to kiddush.
Yeah.
But whiskey never trumps challah for kiddush.
Trump.
If you're going to make kiddush,
I don't know. But
if you have whiskey, you can.
All right, I wanted to do this. We almost had. Let's just do this very quickly. Okay, this is a very fascinating little shtickle of here. Okay, really out of time, but I really want to do the.
It worked, but since Myra Shiloh got attention.
What?
We had the opportunity to fry Gnigan. To have Shabbos the offer by a Yekta Shemishbacha, which Rabbi Glatter mentioned.
Yeah, yeah.
Minig Ramo, one of the few times we prosecuted not like Ramo, I never saw it before. They washed.
Yeah. And then they kiddush.
They kiddush,
right.
Without
then they make
noise.
That's right. Is the halachic ramification? What would the Shabbos?
Okay, I don't know. I do not know.
So you only can do this if you don't have one. But we said if you have one, no.
No, we're saying wash first. Okay, let's run. I want to just do this quickly.
Are the challahs covered?
I don't know. From the washing, from the washing to the bread. Okay, I do not know.
No, but that's because of that. That's why they make it together.
That's why Rambam did it.
Okay, let's run very, very quickly. I think this is very interesting. Very interesting, Shaila. A Nazir. Masech the Nazir. How is a Nazir allowed to wear tefillin? Is it not his long hair a hefsek? Okay. What?
Chup.
The chup. Is there an English word for chup?
Pompadour.
Pompadour,
yes.
Pompadour?
Yes. Pompadour.
There's a fancy hair door. It means a lot of hair?
Yeah. In the front.
All right, let's see. Ketzad hiniach ha-nazir tefillin al se'aroy sof. How is a nazir allowed to wear tefillin on his long hair? Now, by the way, Stama Nazir is 30 days, so it's no big deal, okay? 30 days. So 30 days, some people don't get a haircut, every 6-7 weeks they get a haircut, so it's more than 30 days. We're dealing with people with the Nazir Shimshain, or a Nazir Oilam, the real deal. Like those guys walking around the streets.
Nazir Oilam, maybe not, because a Nazir Oilam is makeable.
Every makeable sar. Every 12 months?
Yeah.
Or every couple of months?
Is, but, so maybe if it fills
okay. In a Hanani. So let's say Nazir Shimshain. A Nazir Shimshain who is never allowed to cut his hair.
Right.
Okay, like some of those people walking the streets. So what is the law? How do they wear tefillin? The Shulchan Aruch, there's a famous Nazir in Eretz, the Talmud of Rav Kook, right? Yeah. The Nazir.
He didn't leave his house until the 6-day war. Until the
6-day war,
when they got back to Kosel. They went and they picked him up. He was
Matan
Eben.
He didn't want to leave until they pulled off a bus from the street and they were Matan Eben. Wow. And there's a famous picture of them both sitting on a jeep in with the, I think, Cook. No, with Cohen, with Cook, from Haifa. They were both sitting on a recoilless rifle being taken to the streets.
He was the only one, they said, they really understood his chidushim, Cook's chidushim, the oirot, very, very deep ideas. B'sholchan aruch, pasak ha-mechaber, lo yehei davar chaitzeitz, bein ha-tfilin le-besaroi, bein ha-tfilin shol-yad, bein ha-tfilin shol-rosh. Chatzitz is forbidden. B'machtzis ha-shekel, kosav shemishli yishloi saros ha-ruch, it's a very long hair, harei ze chatzitza. You're not allowed to, if you have very long hair, it's a very big problem for the wearing of tefillin. Rav Chudner used to talk about this, because Rav Chudner had a big chop. Rav Chudner had a very big chop. And I think someone asked him, how are you allowed to wear, don't you know the Mishnah Berurah? The Mishnah Berurah says, it's sheketz, the gaiva. to have a chup and to wear a tefillin. So I think he said, like, we don't pass like the Mishnah Berurah. That's something along those lines. You look at the pictures of Rav Chudner in his early years. In his later years, he didn't have any hair. But
that's what Chaim wears the hat back. Why do we wear a hat back?
In the early years, look at the pictures. The early pictures of Rav Chudner. I mean, probably when he was ready, still in his 50s. Right. Still in his 50s, even in his 60s. He had a big, massive chop. Late in his later years, after the hijacking, then he had no hair. Then you can see, it could be. It could be from age. I don't know. Let's see. Let's see what it says. Kamal Khan bin Ishai, Kasav Lay Eda Bakhatz Bain and Bindifil Sarhanim Zapilku bin the Gadl Sar Harbe Birosham the Kavan Shigdalim Habe Lekalamima the Hainar Du Sai. If it's longer, you can't say it's natural. Vehim Khaitzim Kishlevish at Filin Alem, but Sarkli Zor Hamoin Ha'am Bidvonim Elu Bimitzah Rabbi Yikara Zo, this very precious mitzvah of Tfilin, in order that it should not be a problem, you have to be careful that the hair should not be too long. Omnam. Now here it comes to the defense, the Aruch HaShulchan. He's chodek on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah passes like this. You gotta have long hair because of the tefillin. He says it's okay. On the Aruch HaShulchan, Kosav, Sheyeshro, it's a lahachmir gam kishaser goigel ma'oid shuchatzitza. Ve'eini roye bezeh shum tam. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan to the defense. You can have long hair for your tefillin. She'ezek vultidin lehaseyar. Who's gonna tell us what the shear is? Who's going to start taking out a tape measure and start measuring your hair? Oh, this is too long, this is too short. What?
Rabbits that do that for girls.
The seyar haroish ke'etzem haroish dami. He says an incredible chiddush Aruch HaShulchan that the hair is like your bones. The hair comes from another part of the body, that's of course different. Hair, natural hair that grows in that location is not a problem. Okay? It's an amazing story to know. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's not an issue if you have long hair, someone has very long hair, and usually long hair, it's okay, you can wear your tefillin, don't make an issue, not like the Mishnah Berurah.
That's only if you don't bend it back with the gels.
The gel can be a chatzitza. That's
the gel, but you're forcing the hair from the...
Okay, so that's what he talks about, but if it's natural... Now, what's the raya? What's the raya to the shita of the Aruch HaShulchan? The nazir. The fact that the Torah says there can be a nazir shimshain, means his hair is very long. But what about the hair? It's a chatzitza. The very fact that a nazir has very, there's something called a nazir, goes to show that Yolanda is not a chatzitza.
Whether we want to make a svara that once you become a nazir Simpson, then that the hair, since you can't shave, it's part of your body.
Part of your body, that's what he says. So same thing. So Mrs. Tzvillin, the Al-Karach, she ain't a chaytzeitz. V'kol shem agalim l'noi, shakol ha-oise keim l'noi, ain't a chaytzeitz. V'kol ze kesha ritzuos mehadukos l'roi shoy, av kesheinu ritzuos mehadukos, ain't ze nechshav ha-nochem v'ubramo. Of course, you have to make sure that it's tightly fastened. When you have very long hair, it becomes slippery up there. So as long as you can tighten it securely in your head, it's okay. V'yineh b'arizu kvar omar ha-malbim, b'aritzoy sachayim, v'hikshe keitzan niyach ha-nozir tfilin, al sa'aroys ha-gedoyloy, so v'kudus do gizera sa'iraysa, kosav li'yashev she'yoyis, v'ha-nozir mitzum al-pi din toiru l'gadal se'roshoy, so you say, Rabbi Yavsky, v'yoslo l'galchoy, harei aser shaloy hu kichelik migufoy, shaharei ein biyodoy l'hiskalech kol, period. Once they make a distinction, it's a chiddush, you can't compare the nazir to a regular person. A regular person, who's holding you back from going to the barber? Therefore, for you, it's a chatzitza. But the nazir who's not allowed to go to the barber, for him, it's not a chatzitza. So it's not necessarily a raya. It's not necessarily right. Okay, one last paragraph. We'll stop here. It's nice of course. Hashamra Hagoyin Pinchas Epstein. Shaser in Chaytis Ella Midrabanan. It's only Chatzitza. It is a Chatzitza Midrabanan only. The male a nazir we can be meiko. Look, the nazir in Chash came in Shabbat. Lagos Shaser Chaytis B'Makom Amitzav Yosel Was Tiklachas. Ve'ayin Shem Oy Cherech B'Kosav. Now he says a tremendous chiddush. He says maybe in Achinami the nazir didn't wear tefillin. A nazir only wears a tefillah shaliyah. He doesn't wear tefillah shalrosh. He says, because of Shitochen Shanazir Lohoya, Maniach Tella Tulun Shalyat. What? So if he's a kind of mitzvah, he wears tefillin, but tefillin shalyat is enough of a kima mitzvah, just like there's a very big dilemma.
Two brachas on that one.
Possibly, maybe, I don't know, maybe, stama not. But that's a or a regular kohen hedyot. Did he wear tefillin? A regular kohen hedyot needs to wear the mikvos. You gotta wear a hat. Is there enough room to put your tefillin where you wear the hat? Not so simple. So just like there's a sheet of the Hashem Shakahanim Lohayu. What?
The Kahanim didn't wear Tulun Shalyat because they had to do all the avodah.
Okay, but they wore Tulun Shalyat. Okay.
They weren't Shalyat, but they wrapped the.
It says. Okay, so this is, I'll leave it over here. So this is a fascinating idea to review. The Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Mishnah that say that long hair is a chatzitza. It could even be a chatzitza deraisa. The Aruch HaShulchan says they can't say such a thing, that it's a chatzitza deraisa, it's natural. And even if it's very long, who's going to start telling us what the shear is? Once it's natural, it grows. The hair grows on the head. It's natural. You can't be the Torah, Lanil, Lamalach, Yashareis, only this here and then not that here. So there is no shear. What's the raya? The raya is a nazir. It's not mistaver. A nazir does not wear tefillin. Some say no. It's not necessarily a raya. A nazir, he cannot cut the hair. So for him, it's not a chatzitza. But for a regular person who can't cut the hair, it is a chatzitza. Or maybe in a chanami, this is awesome chiddush. Maybe a nazir did not taka wear tefillin shel rosh. He didn't wear it. He's exempt. Oh, how can you not be mekayim the mitzvah? He mekayim the mitzvah by wearing the tefillin shel yad. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll take a short break.
Call these different questions.